Welcome to episode 49 of The Iron Agenda, the podcast about War Machine, wars, and whatever else is on our minds. Hey everybody, and welcome to The Iron Agenda, the podcast that's itching to go to Gen Con. I'm Josh.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jason.
I'm Tim.
Tim, you going to Gen Con?
You guys all suck. Once again.
Get off my couch. And put some clothes on.
But I like to be naked.
You're going to stick to the couch. That's real leather. That's going to be disgusting.
Bad I don't got to clean it.
Gonna have his butt imprint on it.
I'm gonna get a spatula when it's time for him to leave.
just spray some Pam down next time before you sit on it.
Then I'll slide right off like a slip and slide. Hey, you guys want to hear a funny story about a slip and slide?
Sure.
My friend.
Is this for the podcast?
If you want it, that's fine. My friend, when he was a kid, they pulled out the slip and slide, and for some reason they didn't think to put it on the lawn and put it on the middle of their street, and he just jumped straight down it in the middle of a concrete street.
It was bad enough, like even you hit a rock or something. Yeah, on the lawn. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine hitting pavement.
Ow.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
I actually know there's a party in Missouri somewhere. Once every summer, this gentleman spent like at least $30,000 on this slide. He has a giant hill. He removed all the trees from it. He dug like a U, filled it with sand, and then got like what is equal to like the bottom of the pools that are like really slick, not the liners. Obviously the rough stuff of the liner. And he lined it, and then he built a giant pump and pumped water, and it puts it down. And they have like a police clock or like a miles per hour.
The radar gun.
And and at the bottom they built this giant pool and they like measure how fast you're going, and it's like you. It's like a quarter mile long. It's really long.
Wow.
Yeah, and you fly.
And you zoom past the dead bodies on your way down?
No dead bodies.
Who didn't quite make it?
No dead bodies.
Talking about dead bodies, I saw Cannibal the Musical the other day.
What is that about?
It's made by the guys who did South Park. I think mostly Trey Parker, but Matt Stone, I think, had something to do with it. But it's a musical. It's based on a true story, and it's one of those old stories out in the West. People get lost in the Rocky Mountains, and they end up eating each other, like the Donner Party or something like that.
Okay.
So it's based on one of those.
And so it's like Cadoran Soldiers.
Sure, sure. But it's a musical, though. The songs aren't that great, but the opening scene, I think, is hilarious.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Is this an actual live-action play, or is this like a South Park animated
thing?
Oh,
no, it's live-action. And they, like Matt Stone, or Trey Parker, I think he might play the main guy. I can't remember. But if you ever watch South Park, there's a guy who like dates Satan, I think his name's Steve or something like that. The guy who does that voice is in there. I only knew that because I recognize the voice. If you're a South Park fan, you might like it.
I thought Hitler dated Satan in South Park.
No, I thought it was Sodom.
Sodom did, and he also, there was some guy named Steve.
Gotcha. Okay.
Satan likes to get around.
He does.
Apparently,
what it comes down to.
He does. But yeah, so Cannibal the Musical, just watch the first 2 minutes or so and shut it off after that.
Now, were you watching on TV or?
I was streaming it through Netflix. This is in my series of bad movies I stream on Netflix.
Okay.
Starting with Transmorphers. Then, of course, there was the Nymphoid Barbarian and Dinosaur Hell.
A classic.
Yeah, and now Cannibal the Musical.
What was the movie that Stu was going to get on Netflix? It was Giant Octopus?
Giant, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
I saw a trailer for that the other day, too. Man, it's hilarious.
Good times.
Yeah.
Netflix is
Lorenzo Lamas is in it.
I do like
Netflix. Is he on a motorcycle? Bounty hunting?
I think he's on a submarine.
Bounty hunting?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a bounty on the shark and the octopus, and he's out to collect the bull.
Sweet.
I think I just improved that movie. Have you ever seen Final Fantasy X-2? I swear I'm going to make this relevant.
Seen it or played it?
Played it.
No.
All right. You played Final Fantasy X? Josh, I know you have. X-2 is same world, and they have an airship that they fly around in, but it's shaped like a chopper.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like the front of a motorcycle. And, I mean, that's kind of like, I think even the steering wheel is kind of handlebar type thing. And so they need to make Lorenzo Lamas' sub into one of those.
Okay.
You know, give a little swoop
chopper.
Front action.
I was thinking helicopter.
Yeah,
no. Like, get the chopper.
Yeah, right, down right. Now, run.
Yeah, more like an East Coast chopper or an Orange County chopper, if you will.
I see.
Except there's no Orange County in Spirio, but it doesn't matter.
What about the slap chop?
Yes, like slap chop as
Fettuccine,
well.
Fettuccine, linguine.
Slap chop is not.
What did you say? Martini, bikini.
Have you guys heard the slap chop rap?
Yeah.
No.
I'll YouTube it.
I'll give you guys a little YouTube fodder. If you look up the slap chop, there's a part where Vince takes the slap chop, throws it over his shoulder, and it goes into the sink. go ahead and download the Mexican version, which he actually voices all the words in the Mexican or in the Spanish, but it is actually in Mexico. That's why I'm calling it Mexican, because that's what, when you search for it, right, it is under. He throws it over his shoulder, hits the blinds, and knocks the blinds down and continues going. And they sent that out and, like, put that
to that's because they couldn't afford another take.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Vince is bilingual.
He sounds horrible, but he does it.
Man, you guys are making me build some significant show notes for this.
Yeah, well, how about some podcast-related stuff then, actually?
I don't know about that.
So I have a feeling this is going to be a news-heavy episode, but...
Yeah, well, you know, with Gen Con coming up, we're leaving Wednesday.
Right.
And that's usually when I can do final editing and actually put the episode up. So we don't have time to do a full episode, but we're also going to do probably a lot of recording from Gen Con.
Boy, I'm hoping. I'm so looking forward to doing that. And not just meeting the new people, but getting a lot of stuff on tape and film.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Tim, aren't you excited?
For trial purposes.
Tim,
I'm going to hurt you after we stop recording.
It's going to be so
much.
I
will throttle you with my microphone.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm excited, because I will be there.
Yeah.
I'm
excited. You are. Are you going to bring your video?
I'm going to bring my still camera and my camcorder, okay. So we're going to get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I know we've already talked about the SOBs, and we've talked about the challenge we're having with them. Mm-hmm. We're hopefully afterwards going to be able to sit down and record some stuff with them, that kind of stuff.
Dude, we got to set it up so it's like a reality show where you're in the booth and you're talking to the camera kind of thing with them.
We'll see. We'll figure something out.
Additionally, for Gen Con
coverage. Damn it, he stole my sandwich. That was my sandwich. I had my name on it.
I poisoned the orange juice.
Bob Dole's peanut butter.
Those are great skits.
Oh, like I was saying, additionally from Gen Con, our coverage can be followed now on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We can tweet or
Something else.
Do something
change
else.
The vowel and make it whatever.
Maybe another vowel, yeah. I'd like to buy an A.
And apparently there's a beta version of that out there. Leave it at that.
If you guys want to follow us, we are at Iron Agenda, mm-hmm. One word. Hopefully I'll be hitting it up, you know, at least 10 times a day. And I'm sure that Josh and Dave will also have some input whenever they're connected to the internet.
I think we did immediately before we started recording. So we're at one.
Good. Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to try and use it as much as we can to update when we're going to be like hanging out and doing open gaming and stuff. Maybe even like, hey, we're going down, time to check out the dealer floor or something like that. I don't know. Just so if anybody has a 3G phone, they could, you know, check it out and maybe try and catch us. On top of that, I'm going to look into plug into WordPress, see if we can feed our podcast into that too, for people who are interested. I know like the Spooky Outhouse does that with all their feeds, so there's a way to do it. I just have to find it out.
Usually about, at least last year, once a day or so, I take my computer down to the lobby for the free Wi-Fi, because it's expensive otherwise, and so I can always update something there. We'll have access to the internet at least once a day.
Right.
And I plan on tweeting just what's going on and just saying how I'm doing. I'll probably have the phone on me at most times, and I'll be able to, you know, say what's up and say what we're doing.
Now, do you need a next generation phone to do that, or just send a text message, right?
You can actually send text messages.
Okay, I might be able to do it once in a while.
Yeah. Standard text messaging rates apply.
20 cents.
But yeah, I do believe
it's
very...
to Twitter?
Yeah, they have a number. I'm sure there's a way to figure it out.
I'm sorry, I'm just new to the whole
tweeting type concept. I'm a Twitter version as well.
Twitter virgin.
Yes. Twittastic.
I'd like to buy an A. Oh, man.
So, yes, hopefully we will have a little Gen Con feed thing going on and, you know, yell at saying where we are and that kind of stuff. So,
find us.
Yes.
I'm going to be wearing people don't really wear this often, or people, especially ones you're looking for, but I'll be wearing a red and white striped shirt, a hat. I have thick black glasses and a walking stick. And I have a dog that's white and also is wearing the red and white stripes. And there's this guy who kind of looks like me. He has black and yellow stripes.
Is this like Where's Waldo?
No, definitely not like Waldo at all.
I thought you were making fun of blind people. I wasn't entirely sure.
Let's talk about Waldo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I
you never did the Where's Waldo thing?
Yeah, I didn't. The dog and the cane and all that kind of threw me.
No, he has a cane. Waldo has a walking cane.
Okay, yeah, I suppose.
And he has a hat. And he has red and white striped shirt and thick black rim glasses. And then in every Where's Waldo book, you have to find us. You can find his friends, too. There's a girl. Girl Waldo.
Wendy, I think.
I think so. There's an old guy. Mm-hmm. And then there's the dog. The dog's tail is sticking out. And you have to find the tail. The dog is never in the picture. It's just they just put his tail somewhere.
And there's also Oddlaw, right?
Yep. And yep. That's Waldo backwards. He's wearing black and yellow. Looks like a bumblebee.
Gotcha.
Well, okay. Well, that was interesting.
For more on Waldo, I'm starting a new podcast.
Let's see. We if you go to iTunes and look at our reviews, somebody a while back when they first started listening to us gave us a, I think it was 3 stars, and they said that we were a little over the top for new people. And recently he went back in, it could be a she, went back in and redid the review and gave us 5 stars and said we were more in line with his level now. So we wanted to say appreciate you for sticking with us and keep listening, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that's actually one of the biggest hurdles, I'd say, the biggest challenges when podcasting is, we are around the game quite a bit. And we throw out terms and general established strategies or things around here that it's like, oh, I say, well, you just got to, you know, crippling grasp that and you can kill it. Why? What does crippling grasp do? Right. How do you capitalize on that? It's hard to remember to go into details every time.
And it's really impossible to go into all the details we could go into. Right. Yeah, so it's difficult to strike that balance.
Yeah, like how can Dave Sarin crippling grasp? Because apparently his can. As noted in a couple episodes.
Yeah, this is true.
he also likes to play Epic Aris and 500-point games. And you guys better watch out for
him. One time. The same thing. One time.
Like, shut up, Josh. You ruined the story.
So, yeah, I guess the lesson is, if we're going too fast for somebody, please let us know.
Absolutely.
Because it's easy for us to sit here and forget about that, and we want to make sure that everybody's getting something out of the show.
We sit around, and this is just, you know, having more or less a casual conversation among us. And we do this in the Game Store weekly as well, and we feel like we're only talking to each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. We forget that there's other people listening who may or may not.
I mean, if I say the Googe, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no.
The Googe.
That's Gudrun the Wanderer.
Now you do know.
Yes, but we can't assume that they even heard that.
We mentioned that on a podcast a long time ago.
I think we did. We called him the Googe, yes. The Googe Meister. I kind of prefer that, but yeah.
I actually prefer no nicknames, but you can't get off. You can't get around.
If you don't. Gatsby. Not the whole Brevity thing. Brevity thing, yeah.
Gatsby,
that one, yeah. That's probably the most. A lot of these are kind of ubiquitous, but still, if you don't hang out on the big forums, then you're not necessarily going to know what these little nicknames are.
So. Right.
Like, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
That's probably for the best. But yeah, so thanks for sticking with us, mystery reviewer, and thanks for listening.
Yep. You mentioned going to Gen Con. We're going to be giving out the template stuff. Remind me that I will give you some. You're going to head up before we do. Is that correct, Jason?
Yeah, I'll be there Wednesday. Hopefully, we're going to get some pickup games in Wednesday afternoon. And
I will give you a bag of them to take with you, because we're not going to be up there till Wednesday later in the evening.
Additionally, so. We're going to be at the Ram Wednesday night, which hopefully, as we mentioned in the last podcast, we can see many fresh faces up there. And like I said before, I'm a really tall guy with spiky hair, and my voice sounds like this. And if you want to find me at the Ram, I'm going to carry one set of the templates and dice. And if you come up and be like, hey, you're Jason from the Iron Agenda, I'll give you that set of templates and dice. Awesome. So for you people on the forums who are asking how you can get them, that's one way you can do so.
Yeah.
And when we're playing pickup games in the big ballroom, I will be wearing an awesome pirate hat.
It's not with a big awesome.
Feather. Oh, it is, with a big feather coming
you
out.
You have that hat on in the picture of you getting the being inducted into the St. Louis Gamer Hall of Fame, so and we will put a link to that in the show notes.
So people know how incredibly
However, also, at least Josh and I's pictures are on our About page.
Oh, yes.
Right now, Pat's is. We're trying to convince Jason and Tim to let us take their picture today to post.
I'll send a picture, don't worry about
it. They both think they're ugly, and we don't disagree, but we want their picture anyway.
Josh looks like a young Wolf Blitzer.
You know, speaking of CNN, going back a little bit, Focus and Fury, one of the other War Machine podcasts out there, mentioned us, at least on the last episode I heard. I think it was the most recent one. And they were talking about, they considered us the CNN of the War Machine Hordes podcast.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I thought it was kind of good. If I remember right, they were saying that we take things in a kind of a neutral stance. I mean, in reality, people might think CNN is more, you know, left wing versus right wing and so on. But they're saying that we don't get too emotional or passionate about anything in the game. We sort of take it as it is and just kind of commenting on it from there. Whereas they take a more emotional, I guess, stance on it, if that's correct. But they were just saying that we're kind of middle of the road, I guess.
He killed my Warcaster!
Exactly. Well, I don't think they did that, but anyway, but I thought it'd be fun if we decided which anchors we were. I am Anderson Cooper, because he's the hunky one.
Wait a second. We just said you look like Wolf Blitzer.
I say I'm Anderson Cooper.
I'll be Wolf Blitzer, because that's the only guy I know.
And plus you've got some facial hair.
Sure.
I'll be Anderson Cooper.
I'm Anderson. You're Soldat O'Brien.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was Anderson Cooper.
I don't watch the news in general, so...
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to be Anderson Cooper, and I'll tell you why. Anderson, this is for you. I saw you at Time Warner Center in last October, and you did not look as suave as you look on TV. He was wearing these, like, horrible-looking sandals. They were so huge and clunky in this, like cut, sleeve-cut-off shirt.
What's the name of the fashion reporter on CNN?
I have no idea.
I want to be her or him, because the Anderson was not looking sharp. So I don't want to be Anderson Cooper. That same day, I saw a woman pushing a stroller around, pretty normal, except there was a dog in it, in the stroller. And it was like a full-size dog.
Wow.
That could have been walking. But it was, it needed to be pushed.
How about that?
How about it?
But anyway.
Yeah. So thanks for focusing
for mentioning us.
And we're mentioning you right back.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually another podcast out there that we need to mention. This past weekend, Fell Calls had their final episode, episode 200. But they've gone through quite a bit of work, 200 episodes, so over the past 4 years or so. So congratulations for them on their long run.
I've followed them ever since I got into the game, and you know whether it's incredibly useful or incredibly funny or just you know a good hour to kick back and listen to something about War Machine or Hordes. It's been solid, and you know I congratulate them for sure.
Now yep. I have nothing to listen to on Tuesdays when I paint.
Our episode from the previous week.
I don't like to listen to my own voice, though.
No one else does either, Tim.
Yeah,
don't worry, you can listen to my Waldo podcast, my Waldo Monopoly Disney hybrid podcast.
Wow.
But, I started listening to the Potterolls. I think they were on episode 8 and we started playing. Is that sound about right, Josh?
I don't remember, but it was in the single digits, I think.
Yeah. And I actually used their, they did a series in the beginning of, they ran down all the warcasters for each faction, and I used that to help me pick an army. Because instead of having to play through 50 bazillion games to find out what the play styles were, I just kind of used their experience to find out what I liked.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So, farewell and good luck in the future.
Yep. They still have another podcast, too.
Oh, yeah. They have Thaco.
Mm-hmm. Thaco.
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 A.
What?
It's like a generic comic book gaming kind of podcast.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Dungeon Dragon 2nd Edition reference.
Oh, that's their other podcast?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, did you not know about the podcast or Thaco?
Neither. I don't.
Oh, wow.
I don't know anything.
Thaco is 2-hit armor class 0.
Uh-oh.
Answer it on the air. Answer it on the air.
Got to answer on the air.
Nope. Yes, answer on the air.
Who is it?
I'm going to turn off my new phone that I don't know how to work.
Who is it?
What
we got there, champ?
It's a phone that is not in a toilet.
No, it's not. Worst thing ever.
Those work the best, I've found. I think we should talk about ourselves still. Well, because I love talking about myself and how cool I am. How I lost to Dave on Wednesday.
That was on a really damn good damage roll.
I'm 0-2. No, you still would have beat me. He was
playing Mercs. What do you expect?
I was 0-2. I'm 0-2 against Dave all time.
Sad day. He didn't use Epic Errors, did he? In a 500-point game.
Yeah, it is a 750 game.
Oh, my Mariner. And rolled 12 to hit her.
His Mariner snit a box card and shot her in the face.
I backed up so I was just out of my 2-inch reach. And I was like, I'm just going to shoot and deviate onto her. Whatever. If she does, she dies. Box cars.
Eat it to the face.
And that's actually what you need.
I was waiting him to roll double ones and have her be alive by one health point.
What do you mean? Oh, on the damage.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I threw up there to disrupt him and prevent focus allocation. And then, yeah. No, she ran up.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Adrians are a bitch.
They are a bitch.
I won't have to worry about them for too much longer.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. The AD Piper thing is what hurts the most. It's not just because you can get up in your face and you can't really deal with them.
Well, depending on your protector caster, I mean, you can have them 12 inches up the field. They walk another 8 with March with plus 2 defense and either plus 2 armor or can't be targeted by spells. And then they get up in your face. They dig in first turn and intercept and then start shooting the crap out of you. And you have to deal with them.
Yeah, then not being able to hit by spells is, I think, worse than the armor.
I think it really depends on who you're playing against. But, like, against Kador, you don't care about getting hit by spells, but you'd rather have the armor to protect him against the AoEs. But against, like, Kricks, absolutely. But
against most people. I mean, hell, against me, if you wouldn't have had the magic, I would have ran the Mariner to engage one, back off further than 6 inches because I have the reach, back off further than 6 inches, and hit you with Scurvy. And you can't countercharge. And then I kill you. Or then I do something. Much better than getting owned. And then Hawk got shot.
Yeah, the spell from
Epic. What do you need, a 10? 10. Up, didn't kill her. Up, other guy, need an 8. 8, kill her. No tough check, 4, 5, 6.
Sevi has a spell that says if you are forced to make a command check, you ignore any failed command, the effects of a failed command check in his control radius. Mm-hmm. Also, once per turn, any model unit in his control radius. If they make a command check, they can immediately make one normal attack of any type, every model in that model unit.
That spell's retarded.
Well, there was like four of them. One of them was engaged. One of them was under a torrent cloud, so it couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
And there's two outside of it. Hawk moves up, kills, and then...
kills two or three of them to trigger the command check.
Yep. And then he shoots, hits her, rolls horrible damage. Then the next attack shoots, hits her, deals enough damage, and then I don't make my tough check. And then the game was lost, if I could have done a lot. The Swordmaster is big because you can move through units with Payday. I don't need the damage as much as like getting the Sea Dogs into the unit like of something and killing them would have been a lot helpful. But losing all my Press Gangers sucked too.
This is true. Adrian's.
I didn't roll very well on tough, but Walls rolled really well on tough.
Walls made like 8 tough rolls.
Yeah, I think you killed him 5
times. And he didn't get knocked down once.
Yeah, I think you killed him 5 times.
Nice.
Holt unloaded on him.
Yep.
I immolated him and shot him with Sevi's staff. Yeah. And he's just sitting there like, you know, what's next, huh?
I'm fucking Walls, son!
Go get a monkey!
I know, I wish he could like send him off.
Scamper away. Are you guys going to War Machine Weekend?
I
know Gen Con's right. This week, but you know, War Machine Weekend's the big thing I'm going to, so I was just curious. Yep.
Yeah, probably.
I booked my hotel already.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually think I'm not going to buy anything at Gen Con.
What?
I'm getting Retribution. That's the only thing I plan on buying.
The book?
Or yep. Just the book. Just the book.
Yeah, that's the only thing I may buy. How much do you think that's going to be?
35 for soft cover. It is 35 for hardcover.
I plan on.
It's a brand new faction.
True, but I mean, the faction books aren't going to be.
Yeah, they are.
35 a piece?
Absolutely. You're talking. Four or five books worth of entries and a couple new entries. I mean, and you're fluff. Talking and fluff.
That's here's huge. The thing that about this is I hope that they at least put inserts in with Mark 1 stats for all that stuff. Because it's going to be a Mark 2. I mean, they're talking about, the Mark 1 stats are going to be in No Quarter. That's great, but the next No Quarter is not out for a month and a half.
But the models aren't going to be available. Right.
Yeah, people can still proxy and stuff.
I don't think they're going to have too many more models.
I don't think so. I think they're going to be pretty short-ordered, personally. I don't know.
I don't think the intention is to put every single model that's in the Retribution book in Mark 1 stats.
Not just that. I feel like their stock is going to be as high. They're going to create a big buzz for it, and people will want it.
I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, when you release a book for War Machine... it's all in the version that we're currently playing, and people will proxy all the new stuff just to play with it and see how it is, and they have fun with it. If they get a book of models and fluff and stats that they can't even use until the models are released or the faction decks are released or whatever, that's going to be frustrating.
I don't think the Mark 1 stats are going to be in the book.
Well, I don't think they're going to be printed in the book, but like an insert, like they do.
Nope.
Just put some PDFs with
no
them.
No way. Maybe a download if we were lucky, but I don't.
Why would they make you not buy the No Quarter? Now Retribution players have to buy it.
I don't think that all the stats from the book are going to be in the
No Quarter. What we've seen for Retribution in Mark 1 is all we've seen, and that's all we'll see, I think, in the magazine.
I think that's a safe bet.
What do you mean? No, it's said in the magazine, the next No Quarter will have a new bunch of stats.
Right, right. I don't think they'll have everything. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, but they're not going to have everything released by then, so it doesn't matter. Like, you really think we're going to see all 5 Warcasters before January?
Didn't we see the list that they're going to be on the next couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them.
Well, you get the book, you'll have everything.
But I understand we'll see them. I'm saying the models.
Oh, no.
So there were a handful of SKUs that were still missing from the list, but I thought everything was going to be everything except for the missing SKUs would be released in the next couple months.
I think it's September is a pretty big month of Retribution releases, including the books.
Do you think they'll have a battle box?
I don't think they will. That's just a guess, though.
So you think about a battle box like that would be kind of interesting because it's like you get two lights and a heavy and they're all combo jacks so you can choose whatever you want. It's kind of...
Well, the lights aren't combo. The lights
they're not?
Still separate.
No, just the heavy's just... The lights are all metal and their own...
Oh, they're metal too.
Yeah.
Heavy metal.
And heavy plastic. Actually, it's heavy plastic, medium metal. Or light metal.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I know whelps will be available, for example. I love whelps. I'm really excited to buy them, and I'll buy 3 units of them, or 3 blisters, I suppose, not units. 3 blisters of them right off the bat, but do I need to buy them at Gen Con? Probably not.
I'd rather buy them from a local game store.
Me too.
We kind of talked about this last year a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, it's just...
Of course,
it's not even legal to play in tournaments until it's released publicly anyway.
That's not true.
Gen Con and Masters, that's an exception, different. But the standard rule for Steamrollers, you can't play models that aren't released yet.
True. I will say, if they have a box of Fenblades, I will buy them there. because they're A, plastic, B, they're Iron Fang Pikemen for trolls, and C, they're Fed
Blades. Yeah, I want my POW plus strength 13 on my Temple Flame Guard. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, TFG's unit attachment's dumb. I don't want to hear it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Terror, Fearless, Fire, plus 4 armor, ranked attack.
No stationary or knockdown.
Iron Zeal.
Iron Zeal's mean.
I mean, just everything about... I can't believe they get Fire and Terror. That's ridiculous. Is there any... There's no unit that has Fire. Except for them.
Like Rain's Ghost Rangers.
No.
When you kill
there's them. There's some in Mark II.
I Living think model.
The Cleanser.
They changed it quite a bit in Mark II.
Range attacks. You got me within an inch. You can kill them from reach.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't get on fire.
It's okay. That's why I run up to you.
And that's why
I run up to you. And then I kill my own guys and set your guys on fire.
That's why I just charge with Doom Reavers and Berserk and kill all of them.
Only in Mark II.
Yep.
Do they have Wraithbane in Mark
I? Yep. Oh, nope. Not Mark I.
Oh, there you go. This is a Mark I podcast, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't play COD Mark I. I only play COD Mark
II. This is Mark II of our podcast. We have new hosts.
You do? Oh, we're confusing
our audience. This is like the Mark II faction deck.
Mark 2.1 faction deck? Or Mark II.
So you guys plan on changing what you guys are going to be playing when Mark II comes out?
No.
I'm going to use some of the Protectorate stuff that I own currently but don't play. But other than that, I'm still keeping my Kricks and everything else I still have.
I'm keeping my Kador, Scorn, and my Mercs, but I'm going to focus on Signar a lot next year.
Well, that's because our little event that we kind of alluded to last week.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, not just that. You probably play them after the event, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll still play them.
I'll still be doing Protectorate and then Legion when the beta comes out and then going forward.
I should say I'll be playing Protectorate, assuming the front desk eventually gets me my left leg for my avatar, which they promised twice and still haven't delivered on.
Really, I'm still missing a boiler from the Stormclad.
I'm missing absolutely nothing from any of my models unless I broke it off and can't find it.
Didn't you lose like a weapon arm at the beer machine?
Well, you found the champion arm, though, right?
Oh my god, yeah. My champions, now that they are all in their nice foam, I put them all back together. At a tournament this past year. If you go to Gen Con, you guys might remember the name of the gentleman, but I forgot him. The guy who makes the nice trays.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's Gary Larson.
Gary Larson, there you go. Excellent product.
Make a Far Side comic?
Yeah, I think he's heard that joke before.
Walker's heard the joke many times before.
Yes.
He makes an excellent product, but what it does have is when you put the dowels on it to double stack it, there's going to be a good inch and a half off the ground. Well, I accidentally, with my huge clunking size 15 feet, stepped on the corner of it, and it really quickly hopped up in the air and smacked down the ground, and a bunch of my models flew out of the bottom of it, and I think I lost 9 champion arms, and it took me like all night, all day to find them all. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so actually on the big boards, Gary's name is Fool, F-O-O-L, and I know he had a thread calling for people to tell him if he wanted a tray so they could bring from Gen Con.
I read that though. What it is he's not taking pre-orders, he just wanted to know about what the demand was so he could buy stuff, and they're $25 each.
Really? Wow, because they're usually a lot more expensive than that.
I think that's what they were last year.
No, they were several times that last year.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I saw him sell one for somebody for like $75.
Was it a triple?
It was at least a double, I think.
There's no triples.
Okay.
You buy you can buy the tray. He has 2 different types of trays. Well, last year's product, he had 2 different types of trays. I bought one of each, and then he has these dowel rod connectors that have slits and screws that you can put in. It was really nice because when I went to New York, when I went back, I unscrewed it and it was able to all pack up and go in my bag. One of the trays has a slew of small bases and things like that. And the other one has a lot of medium bases for your large decks and stuff. Obviously, being a troll player, I had to at least have one of the medium bases. And the small base was necessary, too.
And all the larger base size also have the smaller one routed inside of it, so you could...
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't have that many heavies, you can still use the space, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep, and all the mediums will have small bases inside it, too. It's a very good product.
I kind of... Honestly, I prefer my He-Man TV tray.
Yeah.
Another great product that...
But it's not bad at all.
I like my used cookie sheet.
Yeah.
It works really well. And it smells like chocolate.
Hey, remind me to smell your dire troll agent.
Apparently it did not. We had a test smell today, actually, because the trolls are here.
Yeah.
I watched my wife smell Jason's troll.
And it's not sweet tardy anymore?
Apparently it's not. I'll have to re-smell it.
Yeah, I need to smell it as well.
I mean, after living with someone who lost their smell, maybe she's...
It catches.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's catching.
But like I was saying, another great product at Gen Con, if you are new to Gen Con and maybe people from your area haven't been to Gen Con that you may find, it's amazing in Mark I, it'll still be useful in Mark II, is the Oklahoma template is what people like to call it because it does look like Oklahoma. That's a cool product. Additionally, as you heard, we actually have some new nifty templates as well that we'll be giving out. So you got to see a lot of cool War Machine Horde stuff at Gen Con.
Actually, I don't want to talk about too much of it because actually I plan on walking around the show floor and looking at some of the new stuff. Like, I hope the Battle Foam people are there. I saw you actually brought your Battle Foam bag. You have one now.
I did.
I don't want to talk about it yet because hopefully we can see some and talk to someone up there and then kind of do a little bit.
Like an interview or something.
Yeah, and talk about it. I want to spend two episodes talking about foam.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know. Is there anything else we feel we need to talk about before Gen Con? I know this is kind of short, but I mean, like we said, this is we're going to try and rush get this out. We really wanted to get our Twitter information out and some of the stuff that we covered earlier just to get a little pre-Gen Con information out there.
Now, I mentioned I'm going to have a big cool hat. Dave, how are people going to recognize you? Are they just going to look for my cool hat?
Probably.
Awesome.
I'll probably have my messenger bag on if I'm not playing a game. That's the only thing that's going to be consistent throughout the day.
Okay.
I have a green and yellow Timbuktu messenger bag I usually carry my junk in.
I don't know, I'm just all excited about meeting people.
Yeah.
Whether or not they know who we are or the podcast, I don't care. I just want to play some new people this year.
Yeah, me too. That's...
You don't like I'm not good enough?
No.
Wow.
I thought about if I happen to be lucky enough to make it next year, not even playing in any kind of competitive formats and just bringing my stuff and playing casual games.
That's
the entire
all I'm
time.
Doing. Yeah.
Do like dealer room during the day, hang out with people, and then nighttime either go, you know, parties or play casual games with people.
Yeah, I definitely want to hang out during the day in the dealer room because, like I said, I'm going to look at some of the products that as War Machine players we might find useful. Plus, mm-hmm. I'm also a role player, and there's also stuff I want to look at. But that's maybe I can actually find a copy of Earthdawn 3rd Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been on, all the online places think that it's on back order, and I haven't seen it locally or anything, so I don't know.
I want to check out there was a booth last year that made terrain out of recycled tires. I want to see if the prices a little, because it was kind of steep, but it was such a good idea.
Well,
the terrain was really nice.
It was sturdy, too.
Dan from Fear the Boot went to Gamma last year,
yeah,
and they were handing out free samples, and he actually gave it to me. I actually have one of their walls.
Okay.
And yeah, it's quickly dry brushed, but mm-hmm. I mean, as rubber, it is extremely flexible. It's durable. It's not going to chip or bend or break. And it did sound like it was a little bit expensive, but it's actually a pretty good compromise between the felt terrain and your
hardcore terrain.
Yeah, like
realistic
spackle covered hills and stuff like that, which can chip.
Yeah. And I always like it's made out of tires, and they had a wall that was made out of little bitty tires.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That is really cool. Yeah. I actually saw that too. I would love to see an entire board constructed of this. Like, just you get a piece of wood and what?
Zuzzy does that.
Who's that?
They make the random topic cast. Zuzzy makes a terrain mat, which is that kind of rubber. I don't think it's recycled anything, but you can roll it out and it's all textured and sculpted. Mm-hmm. And you can paint it. And as long as you use thin paints and do kind of dry brushing and stippling, and you don't seal it, you can roll it up and carry it with you and stuff like that.
I've seen pictures of people's ones that they painted, and they look really, really nice.
I've been tempted to get one. They're, I believe, $40.
That's not bad at all.
Plus shipping for a 4x4.
Wow. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. It comes unpainted, so you have to paint it, but...
I wish that
And you can always add a few things here and there if you want.
And they also sell matching hills and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, you could get a big piece of plywood and then just toss that on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know I have a 4x4 table that I built downstairs. It's durable as crap as long as Chad doesn't sit in the middle. But, it's a plain tabletop, and it would be nice to be able to roll out something like that on top of it.
The thing is, the terrain's built into it, correct?
Yes.
So you would have the same terrain.
No. It is sculpted. So there's if you get a certain one, the spoiled reaches, I think it is. There's maybe a small piece of a tree that's fallen, but not high enough to be considered cover. I mean, something you would just walk over. There's some grassy area, some undergrowth, and there's bare dirt. But none of it is actually three-dimensional enough to be considered in-game terrain.
Because you can roll it up.
Right. But they sell additional pieces for it. You can get giant tree stumps and stuff like that. You could get hills, and you can get linear obstacles that are sculpted in the same pattern that you can use.
Interesting.
Yes. And I would really, I don't think that I've ever seen them at a convention, but they would be nice to actually see their product and look at it. Because I would actually think about getting one.
Speaking of tables, I hope we have room in the car because I'm going to buy a Sultan this year.
You're buying a Sultan? Have you seen their
buy a what?
$1,000 table.
$9,000.
$9,000 table.
Yeah, it's huge.
They have the junior version.
Oh, do they really? for what, 4,000?
I think so.
The one where you have to be about my height to reach the center of the table.
Yeah, essentially. Well, or you can.
It's in a valley as well.
Even that might.
There's actually an inset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That you could make it lovely. But well, their other one is a combination dining room slash gaming table.
Really?
You need the push.
Yeah, you get the little sticks and like your Hitler
or something. They sell fancy versions of those.
Sweet.
I was looking at their website the other day.
We will flank here. I really want to play. Sorry to not talk about War Machine for a second, but like fantasy or a game where you put people in trays and push them around with those things, because you can't really. War Machine's so like every millimeter matters. Right. So you really can't do that. But we will flank them here with the elves of Norbord and Horde.
Is that east or west, Norbord and Horde?
It's actually southern.
South central.
Oh, the southern elves.
It's actually the Middle East. Of that, I love.
What the hell are you talking about?
In Anchorman, oh man, he's talking about like Ohio. Mm-hmm. Steve Carell is, and he's like, and in the Middle East, he points to like Ohio.
Folks, I'm so sorry that we have no idea what we're doing in this episode.
I'm not sorry at all. I'm having quite a good time.
I'm not sorry either.
I'm sorry. I think people want more structure, or maybe they don't.
I think people are excited.
I think we're just a little giddy about Gen Con. Yeah. Well, at least you guys are
the ones who are going.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Cool kids.
We had our big, like, in-depth kind of discussions about Gen Con last week, and this is, I mean, we want to get a little bit something out, and we're, you know, we might even be able to put supplemental material out with this mm-hmm. or later this week from Gen Con. We're going to try and do what we can, and that's kind of the thing is, with Gen Con coming up, we don't really have time to.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to have the camcorder, right?
Yep.
What do you guys think of doing the documentary where, as soon as I step out the door, I'm filming, and we do the whole trip up and all that kind of crap?
Are you guys riding together in a car?
I am not editing that down.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't expect you to edit any of my video.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that. He will be doing it, right? And I won't do anything?
You won't do anything.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm just over here trying to think of the name of the Waldo podcast. I'm thinking of Discovering the Red and White Man would be the name of the podcast.
You should do it like that old Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego TV show.
It's funny, yeah, it's funny you mentioned that.
I got that track right there.
It's funny you mentioned that because when I was in fourth grade, I'll give a couple shout-outs. My friends Ryan Impey, Joe Wall, and I, we were state champions Carmen Sandiego.
Really?
Yep.
Did you meet Rockapella?
No, we did not. But
I met Rockapella.
Remember there was a television show?
Yeah, yeah. It was a game show.
It was a game show on Channel 9. Channel 9.
It was on PBS. Well, it was on from the video game, though, or the computer game.
Yeah, the video game came first, too.
Yeah. It was quite amazing. I actually, at one point, every country in that game, I knew what their flag looked like. What their money was at the time, and I had to know one more thing. Oh, and what their capital city was, because that's the different things. They'd be like the, let's go talk to this man on the street. Oh, I don't know what he was doing, but he had a flag with yellow and red. If you were a criminal, would you really be carrying around the flag of like the country you were going to?
If you're a criminal, would you be hoisting like the Eiffel Tower on your back and taking it off?
That is the. Dun,
dun, dun, if you were a criminal, dun, would you be dressed as obvious as Carmen Sandiego?
Would you have a name that was actually a pun?
This is totally a movie they should make nowadays.
Well, where in the world is Carmen
Sandiego? Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Starring Brendan Fraser.
Ask Carmen Sandiego.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a listener who emailed in and said he's going to be offloading a bunch of his D6 West End stuff in the Gen Con auction. Mm-hmm. So check that out if you want your cheap D6 books. So that'll be cool. But anyway, I guess that's it for our little pre-Gen Con show.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have a lot more next time.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like we'll get a lot of good stuff at Gen Con.
We'll have a good Gen Con review, and maybe we can talk about one of the lists you played or something.
Possibly.
We invite people up to our room.
Yeah.
To, studio's quote, unquote, talk to our mics.
We're going on a secret
Is that what
mission.
They call it nowadays?
Good luck editing this, Dave.
Thanks.
It's funny because the whole idea was to make it easy to edit, and that did not happen.
This may be the hardest to edit thing that you've ever done.
Probably not.
Cock.
I'll be able to whip.
Cock, balls,
See?
Vulva.
I got to deal with that.
Ball hair.
That's going to get left in, I know it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you at Gen Con.
To contact Iron Agenda by email, send your message to contact@ironagenda.com. To send a voicemail, dial 206-333-0983. Iron Agenda is copyright 2009 by its hosts and released under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Opening and closing music provided courtesy of Joshua Salter.